That was the Walkmen doing a track from their new album. It's called Heaven, and that was We Can't Be Beat. We had She and Him before that with Lingering Still, the Buffalo Killers with a track from Three, and started that set off with The Bird and the Bee doing My Love off of Ray Guns Are Not Just the Future. This is Kaleidoscope on 91.3 WYSO, where support comes from listeners like you and Phrase Pavilion, presenting the smooth jazz sounds of Boney James and Earl Klugh in concert this Friday. Phrase Pavilion concert and ticket information are available at phrase.com or etix.com. Support also comes from the Downtown Dayton Revival Music Festival coming to Dayton September 8th and 9th, starring Train and John Legend, three stages and over 30 bands, including Guided by Voices, Cowboy Mouth, Rusted Root, Robert Randolph and the Family Band, and many more. Full lineup and tickets are at downtownrevival.com. Well, I am Juliette Fromholt, and we are looking for your support for WYSO this evening. You can buy a watt for YSO by calling 1-800-801-9976 or going to wyso.org and making a pledge. It only takes a pledge of $2 to get a watt, but we hope you'll pledge many more. Why not get, 30 watts or 40 watts? Can you afford 50 or 60 or maybe 100 watts? Whatever the amount of watts, whatever the dollar amount, we would love to hear from you. We're getting ready to go up to 50,000 watts this Sunday during our big open house celebration. And one of the things we're going to be celebrating is the fact that we have these facilities that allow us to enhance what we're doing with live music on the air. And speaking of live music, we have just that for you right now. We're really excited to have Amnesia in the studio. They've got a new album out. We're going to be talking about that and getting to know the band. But first, I'm going to hand things over to them for some live tunes.
Oh, host, Pirate Friends, and this is Tell You What.
I can see right through you. Your words are louder than your thoughts. A simple mind confused you in all the better things you're taught.
Live on Kaleidoscope on 91.3 WISO. We're going to be back to chat with the band here in just a moment and hear some tracks from their album. It's coming up next on Kaleidoscope on WISO.
Hello, I'm Vic McCunis, your host for The Booknook on WISO. Tune in for conversations with authors every week on Fridays at 1:30 and again on Sundays at 11 a.m. That's The Book Nook on WYSO, and listen to our podcasts at wyso.org.
We do hope you join us at the WYSO Open House on Sunday. It's going to be a really fun time. One of the things that we're going to be doing is you'll get to see in person live music on the air, just like we do every week, every Wednesday, rather, here on Kaleidoscope, just like we're doing tonight. And I want to welcome Amnesia into the studio. Welcome, guys.
Hello.
Hello. Welcome, all of you. We've got Alec, Luke, Dan, and Robert. Welcome, welcome, welcome.
Thank you.
So let's start out. Tell me about how the four of you guys got started playing together.
Well, first off, I'm Dan here, and me and Alec have, we go way back. We went to preschool together and stuff like that, and we've always, our interest in a band was kind of spurred by the movie School of Rock. I don't know if you've seen that. It's a good one. You should if you haven't. But anyway, we kind of got something going where I played guitar and Alec played bass, and a friend of our family like helped teach us some and stuff like that. And then we decided to add another guitar player, and we added Luke.
Who is a friend of mine.
Yeah, and we just played cookouts.
We played my summer cookout. Yeah. When we were in seventh grade, and that's before we had Robert. I played drums on the keyboard for one cover. We played Seven Nation Army, and it was interesting. but basically, we realized we needed a drummer, and we didn't know Robert at all. Like, I never talked to him. He hung out with a lot of other people.
Just knew he played drums.
Yeah, I basically walked up and was like, "Do you want to be in our band?" And he graciously. Said yes. So
first few practices were a little awkward.
Yeah, but we got to know each other, and we sounded a lot better with a drummer. So here we are now, I guess.
So you guys have been playing together for quite a few years then.
I think almost five.
Yeah, we just graduated from high school, and we've been playing together since early seventh grade. Yeah, and
it's been a while.
Is it difficult when you've been playing together that long? Does it make you more in sync, or do you find that sometimes you're almost too in sync? Does it make it hard to sort of like break out of your box creatively, or does that actually help that you guys have been playing so long together?
I think
it helps that we've been playing together.
The one thing is that we've gone through over the years, we've gone through a lot of different genres.
Yeah.
Like we used to be into like the Chili Peppers, and we had kind of like a funk phase.
Yeah, even just on our album, there's a variety of genres.
Yeah, seriously. And so it's kind of I think that keeps it fresh, so we're not like always inside the box, you know?
And like it used to be like one person would write a song and then bring it to the table and everybody would like, he'd like have all the parts, but now we kind of just like,
we just kind of jam
and then we'll just find something that sounds good.
Yeah, we have really loose practices, and usually most songs just start with us noodling around, and when we come up with something and build on it.
You guys said that your sound evolved, you know, from, you had your Chili Peppers phase and you had, kind of a funk phase. Was that because the things that you were listening to, you know, your tastes as music fans were evolving as well?
Definitely.
Yeah, I'd say that that was pretty much the main catalyst there, because, I mean, we've listened to totally different music. And that's another thing is that all of us have very different tastes. Mm-hmm. I mean, I don't even know what Robert listens to. It's way out of my league.
Starting a jazz phase right now.
Yeah. At the same time, we all do like each other's music, and like
exactly.
Lots of our like genre changes kind of reflect the covers we played at certain periods of time and stuff like that. So we definitely
like
have
now
some
we have like
there.
A Black Keys cover, Strokes cover,
Waves,
all these. Yep. Yeah.
And I can definitely hear that in your sound, but I can hear a variety of influences over the years. You know, I could hear like a little bit of Nirvana in there, but I could also hear a little bit of Elvis Costello in there.
We had a few ones.
Yeah. Elvis Costello, though, I've never heard that.
Yeah, we haven't.
I mean, I've heard Elvis Costello, but we've never gotten that reference.
Yeah.
It's a compliment, though. Yeah.
How did you guys then decide? You said that there are a lot of different styles reflected on the album. Was it hard to, when you decided to make the album, sit down and figure out what songs to include and sort of what stylistic influences to include to reflect the band in this album?
I mean, it was mostly a matter of like which ones we felt like we knew the best. I mean, we have a lot of songs that are just like half finished.
Yeah, the songs on the album, like they range from like,
we wrote
2 years ago to like we just wrote it right before we recorded.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like we weren't really like we need to write an album and then sat down and write all the songs. Yeah. We wrote all the songs over years, and once we accumulated
it was more like we wanted to record an album just to have something to show for all this
some record of all the stuff we've written. And the album, like during the beginning, we have more of our like bluesy, like heavier stuff like that, and then in the end it kind of even gets a little poppy almost.
Yeah. I think we wrote Tell You What like 2 to 3 years before we started the album.
Yeah, it's definitely our older.
Tell You What we wrote like sophomore year, I think.
And then Avalanche we wrote like 2 months before.
Yeah, we were even, a lot of our practice on that was while we were recording.
Yeah.
Well, let me ask you guys this. You said you wrote one of them sophomore year of high school. And now you guys are graduates. Yes. Do you feel like you've matured both as songwriters, but also just having more life experience, you know, going from starting off in middle school and going through high school and being graduates now, that the things that you have available to write about as far as life experience, that you've got just more options as far as writing?
Definitely.
Yeah, I like writing the lyrics, so we'll have to take
yeah, I mean, honestly, like, I definitely do have more to write about, but I don't necessarily write about it. I think Tell You What is probably the only song that really has, like, a, like, semblance of meaning. Mm-hmm. And that I wrote sophomore year. A lot of the lyrics I write really, like, don't make sense. They're kind of just abstract.
Like, they're just, like, pretty paintings.
I guess. There you go. Yeah. They're open to interpretation. Exactly. I'd say I have more to write about, but I don't really... Like, as far as lyrics, I don't really go into it with, like, an idea of what I want to
write. But, yeah, even
about.
Beyond that, like, experience, just in regards to
yeah.
different music we've heard and
yeah.
different bands we've heard.
Songwriting-wise, I think we've come a long way
yeah.
As far as, like, our creativity.
It used to just be, like, verse, chorus,
yeah.
end of the song. But now we yeah. kind of, like, mix
we
it
We like
up.
To mess around.
Yeah, we've grown more in, like, terms of structure and sound than in terms of, like, the lyrics.
Yeah, in terms of lyrics, they're yeah. just kind of... there. Mm-hmm.
Well, tell me about actually recording process for the album. You did it at Babelfish here in town?
Yeah it was with Steve.
Yep.
It was really fun. We did it over Christmas break, and it was kind of just like spur of the moment. Like, I think like a month before we
yeah.
scheduled it,
yeah.
and we just went in, and Steve was really great about it, and Sean.
Yeah,
and we just kind of... we recorded all of them live, and then we overdubbed pretty much every instrument but drums, and it was
when you weren't playing, we brought a bunch of board
yeah.
games and stuff.
A lot of Stratego.
Yeah, we played Stratego.
Yeah.
yeah.
Was that your first time going into the studio then?
Yeah, we
like
recorded.
A real studio,
yeah, we recorded our sophomore year with like. A kid that went to high school above us,
mm-hmm.
but that never really got finished, and it wasn't a real studio.
And
so.
Then, yeah, before that, we had several, yeah. like, of our own digital recorders and stuff.
Yeah,
like
but
that
was the first, like, legit
that was first,
studio
yeah.
experience. Yeah. It was a good time.
Yeah,
it
was lots of fun. I recommend Babelfish.
Yeah, for sure.
What was it like to go in and have your songs and have engineers, you know, have a fresh set of ears, you know, putting their perspective and their take on the music and helping shape that finished product? Was that at all intimidating or was it exciting?
It was really exciting.
Steve had a lot of good ideas.
Yeah, he was a lot of fun to work with,
yeah,
and he was very open. He kind of always gave us the option. He said, like, you know, this is my opinion, but take it, like, you don't have to do it, but... Mm-hmm. Most of the time, we were like, no, that's awesome.
Yeah.
You know, he was totally up for the, like, 30-second organ noise intro on Shotgun Fun.
Yeah.
And, like, he even got in there and helped me, like, work all the organ sounds so it sounded good.
Yeah, at the start, I don't know. I speak for myself, I guess. But, you know, you're a little nervous, like,
yeah,
if you have an engineer, like, breaking down your stuff. But, you know, Steve's really easy guy to warm up to, and we warmed up fast, and... that definitely
yeah.
led to us experimenting more, and
I think it definitely improved
honestly,
our stuff.
Yeah, it blew
yeah.
us away what came out
he
of the speakers,
like,
now that we had an engineer.
The layers he like recommended we add to it.
Yeah, he recommended we add a lot to make it sound a lot thicker than.
He obviously had a lot of experience.
Yeah, yeah, he did a great job.
That's nice.
Mm-hmm, he did a really good job.
Well, before we go any further, why don't we give everybody a listen to one of the tracks from the album?
Awesome.
I think we're gonna hear Avalanche. Did you guys want to introduce it at all?
This one we wrote the most recently out of all the songs on the album, and it's also the most difficult to perform live. That's
yeah.
why we're playing you the track off the CD.
Fair enough. We'll be back to talk more and hear some more live music from Amnesia here in just a moment. But first, we're going to hear a track from their new album. This is called Avalanche, and you're hearing it on Kaleidoscope on WISO.
I know your perfect eyes are pure as gold. We'll sit and talk like we are getting old. Make noises like a bird I've never heard. We'll sit and talk for hours without a word. But I used to love. enemies, to hills we run. We're crawling to the top to see the sun. But
music from Amnesia. That is from their new album, and the track is called Avalanche. You're hearing it on Kaleidoscope on 91.3 WYSO. And, you know, while you're enjoying this great live music, you can click over to WYSO.org and buy a watt for WYSO, just like our good friend Lisa over at Blind Bob's did. Lisa says that she supports WYSO because there's no other station quite like it, and WYSO supports the community and local music. A big thank you goes out to Lisa and everybody over at Blind Bob's for also supporting local music and for supporting WYSO. Go to WYSO.org, buy a watt for WYSO, or call 1-800-801-9976, or go to WYSO.org. We are back with Amnesia. Welcome back, guys.
Thanks.
Hello, hello. So, you've got the album out. What's next for you guys? Are you guys going to be mainly doing gigs around town? Or are you going to try to hit the road at all now that you're graduated and free in the world?
Yeah. Well, let's see. We've got a show at Canal Street on the 28th.
Yeah, next Thursday.
And
it's not a really scheduled show right now.
Yeah, we're still working on what other bands we're going to play with, but it should be happening. Yeah. And then we play a lot at South Park and stuff like that. We're
Taffies
all
occasionally.
Yeah, we're headed to college, all of us, in the fall, so it makes it difficult to schedule any kind of tour or anything. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, we should be around Dayton. And
we're considering relocating to Columbus.
Yeah, we might play some in Columbus because it's kind of a midpoint for all of us when we're at school, but we're still working out the details. So.
Yeah, because I'm going to be in Cleveland, Alex is going to be in Dayton, and Luke and Dan are going to be in Columbus, so we figure that's just kind of like a middle ground.
Yeah.
And if we do get anything scheduled soon, I'm sure you can find that out on our Facebook page, or Robert knows the addresses of that. I'll let him tell you that.
All right, it's facebook.com/amnesiamusic.
Easy enough. And we'll put a link up on our Facebook page to that. You can find us at facebook.com/kaleidoscope radio. Go there. Shelly's getting all the info up about their Canal Street show and where to find them on Facebook. Now, you guys are going to be spread out a little bit starting this fall. Mm-hmm. It can certainly, I would imagine, you know, that could be stressful, you know, all being off in different cities and trying to keep rolling. But it also opens up a lot of opportunities, you know, to have a fan base in Columbus and Cleveland and all of that. Are you guys seeing it as an opportunity, or is it going to be harder to try to fit the band in with school and everything else?
You know, time will tell, probably. For now, I'm sure we'll still try and do some shows on breaks and stuff like that. And
definitely,
when we can get together, I mean, now we're spread out a lot more. Columbus is a big city. I'm sure me and Luke are going to Ohio State, so there will be plenty of places for gigs and stuff up there if we can find them.
We'll do our research.
And I'm sure we'll look that up as much as possible.
Yeah, we're just kind of playing it by ear. And I hadn't even thought about the whole fan base thing, but that's a good point.
I'll definitely be handing out our albums to new friends I make and stuff like that in the years to come. So
And now that you have the album done, are you trying to? I know you're kind of getting it out there all over the place, right?
Yeah.
We've got a radio promotion going on right now. Actually, Robert knows more about that.
Yeah, there's this guy down in Georgia. His name's Bill Jerome. He actually heard us on CD Baby, and he liked us a lot. So he's doing a radio promotion for a song, Tell You What, and he's basically just shipping CDs out to radio stations across the nation.
We're playing in Minnesota.
On the radio.
It's
like a tour, but we don't have to travel.
Exactly. How convenient is that?
Through the magic of radio.
Exactly. Yep.
It's a great thing.
But that's going to be exciting for you know, you guys have been, it's funny because I want to call you a young band because you are young, but the band, band, you guys have been around for a while. That's going to be an exciting next step for you.
Yeah,
it's
definitely.
It's cool to see things develop and...
Yeah,
we're kind of slow getting around to the whole I don't know what you call it.
Yeah,
like commercializing our music.
once we got the CD recorded and those got copies of those, everything started to get rolling a lot faster and stuff like that. So
do you think does it make it easier at shows when you do have the album to hand to people, when you can, you know, have something that they can take away other than just the experience of the great live show? Do you feel like you can connect with your fans on a different level?
Oh, yeah.
For sure. Like the first show we played at Canal Street, not the first show we played, but our CD release show we played there. We ordered like 100 CDs or something like that.
Yeah, thinking that we'd have enough for like months, and we sold out on the first night. It was pretty cool. But yeah, it's neat to, even for us, to have a physical copy
sort of merchandise to take away with them.
And it's always cool to hear like people, like acquaintances, like if I know someone and they know someone and then they say they really like the CD, it's
It's surprising how fast it spreads and stuff through relatives and friends and stuff like that. So
well, if people are listening right now and they want to get a copy of the CD, where can they go?
Come find me.
track down. Well, we try and keep them stocked at Omega. They have like a small like local music section
and iTunes.
Yeah, you can find us on iTunes
and Spotify
and Amazon.
Spotify for free.
Yeah.
All right.
And obviously Bandcamp sells like digital copies, and we're on iTunes too. So
tell your friends.
Very cool, very cool. Well, guys, is there anything else that people ought to know about you before they come out and see you at Canal Street on Thursday and before we hear more live music?
Just going to rock your socks off.
Yeah.
Come out and hear some good music, huh?
Yeah, all right. Yeah, exactly.
Have some fun.
Well, all righty. I think we're going to get ready to hear some more live tunes.
Awesome.
All righty.
We're going to play a new one that we just finished writing like a week ago or so.
It's not on the album.
It's called Headlights, and then we're going to go straight into Jorts, which is off the album.
Very cool. That is coming up next on Kaleidoscope on 91.3 WYSO.
Who says there's nothing to do? With so much going on in the Miami Valley, it's hard to keep track of everything. That's where the WYSO Community Events Calendar comes in. It's a great place to start planning your weekend, and you can even submit your own event. Visit WYSO.org and click on events. You don't know what you've been missing.
We're back here on Kaleidoscope on 91.3 WYSO. I'm Juliette Fromhold, and I am joined once again in the studio by Amnesia. We're going to hand things over to them for some more live music from the WYSO performance space. We'll be right back.
gonna make me cry if you keep talking that way.
Live on Kaleidoscope on 91.3 WISO. Thank you so much, guys.
Thank you.
Thanks. Check them out. They're going to be playing Thursday night at Canal Street Tavern. We've got links up to information on where to see them, how to get the album, where to find them on Facebook, all that good stuff. So you can keep tabs on these guys as they continue their musical career. You are listening to Kaleidoscope on member-supported 91.3 WISO Yellow Springs, Dayton, Springfield, and online at wyso.org. Broadcasting in HD, WISO is a service of Antioch University for the Miami Valley. If you haven't had a chance to buy a watt for WISO, what better time than right now? Call 1-800-801-9976 or visit wyso.org. Claim your watt. It's symbolic, I'll give you that, but it's very cool. You get a certificate, and you know, it's the certificate is a real tangible symbol of your investment in a great radio, in great locally produced content, in live local music on the air, like we just heard from Amnesia. That's cool stuff. You don't hear it everywhere else. We can only do it here at WISO because of your support. 1-800-801-9976 or wyso.org. Right now we're going to hear from Not a Surf. This is from The Wait is a Gift, and it's called Always Love.
To make a mountain of your life is just a choice, but I never learned enough to listen to you.